Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Just having fun with this kid who went in and met his baby brother for the very first time. And, well, here's the audio of that.
Goodness.
And here's Misty with subtitles.
You're my best friend forever, is what he said.
Yeah.
He's just overcome with emotion.
Right. Isn't that cute?
That is.
So adorable.
So we're talking about those stories of when siblings met their baby brother and sister for the very first time. Mm-hmm. And when Sally's daughter met her baby brother for the first time, she said,
could we put him away now? Like he was a toy that she was tired of playing with.
Yeah, that was fun. Let's put him away. We're done with that.
Put him away. Put him on a shelf.
Felice is with us. So what happened in your family?
We're a family of three girls. I'm the oldest, and we had gone to the hospital to see my mom and a little sister who was born on Halloween, and we were in there. The middle sister asked my mom, do we get to keep the little hat?
Do we get to keep the little hat?
Leave the baby, keep the hat.
Yeah, exactly. But luckily we have it on videotape so we can watch.
That's awesome. And so there's a video of this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we, you know, back in good old VHS, so we've got it.
That is awesome. And who cares about this?
I'm sure she loves every time you drag it out.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We all have a good laugh about it.
Yeah. Who cares about this kid? Can I have the hat? Earlier, we were having the conversation about generic and store brands and how they could save you some money. Some of them are just as good as the name brands. And you were calling in about that. You said that there was an ice cream that was just as good. What do you got for us?
The Walmart brand Butter Pecan.
Ooh,
is Butter the best.
Really?
It has that the caramel and it has a little bit of saltiness.
Oh.
It is delicious. It's better than dryers and everything else.
Butter Pecan ice cream?
Mm.
Well.
You got to try it.
I need to hold it up next to a Blue Bell and then decide. But
Yeah.
Well,
oh, no.
It's even better than Blue Bell because Blue Bell is...
Those are some big claims.
I'm a real sweet tooth person, and that with a little bit of salt and the caramel, my word.
See, I'm sitting next to a Texan in here, and those are tall words. Okay, well, that's interesting. We'll have to check that out. Yeah, I do like that flavor. Butter pecan's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Is it butter pecan or buttered pecan?
Butter pecan.
It's butter pecan.
Yeah. Butter. Mm-hmm. Is there an old lady sitting around buttering pecans?
Hey, I'm an old lady and I don't butter pecans.
There's Mel out back buttering pecans.
Family Life Radio.
Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. You ever want to talk? Our number is 888-888-9976. Harry is with us. What's on your mind?
Said something about walking with God and not trying to do it by yourself. I find it so hard on a daily basis when I reach out to people, I'm constantly rejected and it breaks me. On a constant basis, I try to reach out to people and I just have a hard time. You know, not always, I don't want to say people are always against me because they're not, but I mean that. So I feel like, when is enough enough? When is God going to say, you know what? Hey, it's okay. Chill out, kid. Here, this is what you need to do. I mean, that just feels like I'm being led astray constantly, and I don't want to be.
Well, you brought up other people.
Yes, sir.
And by the way, I love Misty and Sally. And they love me.
I'm feeling there's a however.
However. I'll even say this. I love my wife. And I love my kids.
Yes.
But there are chances that they might let me down, even though
right.
I love them and they love me and I might let them down.
Right.
The bottom line is the only person that will never, ever let you down is God.
Right. Put my faith in anything except for Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Right. And so when I do that, I get these attacks that come so hard from the devil, man. So hard, and it pushes me, and he tricks, and then he does whatever it takes to knock me off my mark, and I feel like I just give up, because I feel like I've been doing this for so long, and maybe I've just not been doing it long enough. I'm just gonna keep doing it, man, and I love you guys. I love listening to y'all every morning, and y'all really do inspire me on a daily basis. Y'all play the best music, and I'm just grateful of that, man. You guys are amazing. I love you guys.
We appreciate that. Man, keep your eyes on him. That's the most important thing you can do, to put your eyes on him. Look to him for your direction, your wisdom, your guidance, and know that people will always let you down. Because guess what? And this is where it gets into a little bit of plank eye. You know, the devil attacks you when people let you down. Just know this, you're letting people down too.
I know that.
So yeah, it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm letting Misty and Sally down.
Every day. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Day after day after day.
We had an opportunity to catch up with Paul Acey. He's the associate editor of PluggedIn.com. They do movie reviews. Also help us with our kids and social media. And just to stay healthy in that space, we're talking about how do we help our whole family stay healthy in that area and set good boundaries. And how do we do this in a healthy way and not have a big blow up? And this is what he had to say.
The phone, the social media, everything that we're talking about can be a huge point of contention within families. It can be a source of pain. It can cause a lot of friction. So to have these conversations and to let your kids know why you're doing it, what you're trying to accomplish with it, to bring them into the process, I think is really key. Instead of just sort of saying, this is what we are doing without any explanation, you need to bring the kids along for the ride. The other thing, as parents, and this is really tricky, I think, for a lot of us, we have to be mindful of how much we use social media. Oftentimes, we tell our kids, oh, you have been on that phone way too long, while we're scrolling through Instagram, while we're checking, you know, all this sort of stuff. These kids are watching us, what we are doing. And if we are not showing good technology barriers for ourselves, if we are not reining in our own social media usage, man, the kids know that. They see that.
Yeah, they're watching us. They're watching everything that we do. How about some good news? Hey, we'd love to hear yours. Call us at 888-888-9976. Tell us your story.
I wanted to share with people who have cancer, because I'm a cancer survivor for twice.
So you've been diagnosed with cancer twice.
Yes, sir. I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer the first time, and then I went through my cancer treatment. About 5 years ago, I got diagnosed again with stomach cancer, and I nearly died three different times. And wow. I remember telling my family that all I wanted them to do was not to put me in ventilators or any kind of machine, but just let me go, you know, because I was tired. I was told I was going to have to go through cancer treatment for 10 years. Well, praise the Lord and all the prayers. I didn't go but 7 months, and I have been cancer-free the last 5 years.
Oh, and wow. Well, that's wonderful.
I know that God does miracles because, I mean, he did it through me. And, you know, don't give up hope.
Amen.
My motto was, I have the cancer doesn't have me.
I like that. Thank you for sharing. Now. So what is your story? What's your good news? Call right now. 888-888-9976.
You know, maybe if you're like me, you've had a realization that it's a little bit of a challenge to get back in the social swing of things. I just had this realization, y'all, that I have missed 3 social events just in this month alone.
Wow.
And I haven't really cared.
Really?
I missed a little celebration event. I missed a neighborhood party. I missed a girlfriend visit. She canceled and I was like, that's okay. I'm kind of surprised at myself of the lack of socialization and my lack of caring.
So it's you're saying like when your friend canceled, it was totally fine. It didn't bother you.
I was like, that's okay. No problem.
Oh. There's a big smile on her face as she says that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's more than okay.
I'm kind of like shocked at myself that I'm really not socializing much. And I'm kind of okay with it. But it wasn't that way. You know, I just can't help but to wonder if it's linked back to, you know, the time that we all spent separated from each other during the pandemic.
Oh.
Have you felt that way? I don't know.
You know,
do I need help?
Now, I do feel like I've gotten less social the older I got. My husband is completely antisocial. Oh. So I feel like I got accustomed to not going and doing once I married him. But I did still have friends that I would get together with regularly. And you're right. Something about that quarantine and that social isolation cemented a part of my personality where now I'll just stay home.
You know, right. You do sort of become like your spouse a little bit. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the good question then for everybody, including you listening. Is that good or not? Sally's happy with it. Or is it okay? I mean, is this right? I don't know.
I mean, no.
If you get into the Bible, it says to not forsake the assembling of yourselves. So that means you should be in church, but friends maybe is a little bit different thing. I think you should have friends. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have friends, Sally. I know you got friends, but should you spend more time with friends or not? I don't know. Good question.
I don't know how long I'll have those friends if I can't.
If you're not spending, no, that's a good point.
Why would I invite her?
You need to. Yeah, Sally's not gonna come. She's gonna skip out. That's a good point. Well, you know, that's true. Did the pandemic fast forward this whole thing too? You just didn't spend as much time together, and now, well, we're just not used to it as much, so, well, why don't we just stay home? It's a good question.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is it good for us? I don't know. You're right, there's a little comfort in just staying home in your jammies and not have to worry about going out.
Exactly what I did.
And here's the other thing. Did it instill a little social anxiety where there wasn't that before, too? That could be as well.
I guess beyond the laughter, that's the thing. It's I have to get dressed. I have to remember names. I have to make small talk.
Right.
I think I'll just stay home.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure those are good excuses.
That's okay. Well, we'd love to get your take. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. And if you're one of Sally's friends, hey, call us right now.
Family Life Radio.
Sally just revealed that, some friends have canceled plans with her, and she realized that she's been also sort of staying home from some social activities. And Sally revealed like, you know, it's okay. It hasn't bothered you
kind
at all.
Kind of okay with it.
And then we just were talking about this and realizing all of us have been doing that. But is this good or not? Is this a bad thing? Jerry is with us from Missouri. And you said that you've been sort of having the same issue yourself and knowing that it's not good for you now?
It's changed me in a way that I don't like anymore.
So you used to not have as much social anxiety?
Correct.
Okay.
I did not have the social anxiety that I do now. I never did.
Really?
I was always a people person. And now I find myself staying home. I work at home, but never had that issue at all and less friends.
So do you think the working at home sped that up?
Yes, I do.
Oh, gotcha. So telecommuting, where when you were at work, you're used to being around people and used to that interaction. And
you would always go find something to do after work for a little bit.
Yeah.
And now people don't want to do anything anymore. Unless they want to go to the bar, and, you know, and I'm not a bar person.
You know, they say that loneliness is at a height right now that it's not ever been before. And, you know, I just wonder how much the pandemic, you know, it's the after effects.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, how many people are like yourself are telecommuting? And then if just like you, that spilled over into your personal life.
Yes.
If it did affect their personal lives just like you, well, then they're not calling their friends, and they're not, because they have social anxiety as well. So it's perpetuated into society.
Yes, and it's not a good thing. I mean, we go to church. My kids, I have a single dad, 11-year-old twins, and we go to church every other Sunday, and we always go, and to a large church. And, you know, it's amazing how you see people walk around by the hundreds, and there's no, they don't socialize with each other. Very few of them do. They're just standing there.
You know what we just did? We went to a larger church, and we just switched and went to a smaller church. And what that just did for our family is it brought back some socialization, because when you're in a larger church, you can kind of hide a little bit.
Yeah.
And it prevents also from people walking up to you. And it was actually a breath of fresh air for us, because people walk up to you for the first time because, oh, hey, you kind of stick out like a sore thumb, maybe in a good and bad way.
Hey, it is Halloween almost.
Yeah. Well, hey, we'd love to know what you think about the topic. 888-888-9976.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Good morning. My name is Siobhan.
Ooh, cool name, Siobhan.
Thanks.
Well, what's on your mind, Siobhan?
Well, I was calling in this morning to just share something cute and fun that happened this morning when I was waking up with my 4-year-old. We were getting out of bed, and he got up and was walking out of the room, and he started singing. He said, "Experience Hope, Family Life Radio."
Time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. Clarissa is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I got baptized last night.
Hey! Congratulations!
Wow!
How'd this happen?
I've been going to my church for over a year, and I didn't like really know who God was and everything. And for a while, I kind of strayed away from God, and everything I was doing wasn't working. But then I started going to this church, and I started seeing everybody getting happy, and I'm like, I could kind of be like that.
I want to be happy like they are.
Yeah.
I got a Bible, and I just started like reading it, and I've made the decision now to turn my life over to God because I want to leave my kids to God.
That is so exciting. Wow.
Welcome. That's awesome.
And your pastor said, over here is some water. Let's jump in it.
There you go.
So if you're like me and you're looking for ways to organize your life, Misty, you found something that'll help us get the kids ready for school.
Yeah, this mom has kind of a genius organization hack, so to speak. She has several kids, and for each of them, she has a little 5-bin plastic dresser in their room.
Oh, like those cheapy things you get at Walmart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so every single weekend, she gets together with each child. They pick out what they're going to wear every day of the week. This is down to socks, shoes, bows that go in their hair. And so for Monday, it goes in the little bin for Monday, for Tuesday. And that way there is no guesswork involved in the morning as to what the kids are going to wear. They have everything planned out, laid out, ready to go.
A bin for each day.
For each day.
So you got a 5-drawer bin, and it's all set up. So in the morning, you know exactly what you're going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You don't have to search for lost socks or lost hair bows. Oh, my goodness.
I need this for myself, to be honest.
I was thinking.
Yes.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Yes.
What if I wasn't standing in the closet, guys, every morning?
Yeah.
Going, ooh.
For me, it's the jewelry. Like, what earrings am I going to wear? If I just planned it all out, how much easier would that be?
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you hear the sound I made?
That's just kind of the sound you make often. So.
Oh, thank you.
I'm kidding. I
kidding.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.